All right, Shem, we'll say good morning, good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing Meretz Hashem in Perek Dalid and Shara Bitachon. And the Mechaber says as follows. He says, Uperish Hachelek Harvi. So if you remember again, we're going through the different categories. We'll call it categories. Different categories in life where a person has to have proper Bitachon. So category four is an interesting one. What's category four? Uperish Hachelek Harvi. Be'inyane Chovos. So the fourth category, again, literally translated, is comprised of chovos halavavos. What's chovos halavavos? Duties of the heart. Duties of the heart, we'll just translate literally. Duties of the heart of the limbs of a person, from which only the person himself is gains or is harmed. So let's remember again, category number four pretty much refers to spiritual activity that only impacts me and me alone. Now, of course, it's a little bit of a misnomer because there's no such thing as spiritual activity or any activity that only impacts me and me alone, but he's talking about from our perspective. It's category four, spiritual activity that only impacts me. He says, for example, Vizeh gives examples of this, katzom, fasting, tefillah, davening, sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, shmira shabbos, v'ma'adim, keeping shabbos yom tovim, v'himana min ha'averos, and refraining from sinning. So in this fourth category, this is all spiritual activity that is about me, right? It's about me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one else is involved in my fasting. No one else is involved in my davening, in my sitting in the sukkah, in my taking lulav and esrog, in my putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzis, Shabbos, Yom Tiv, and abstaining from sin. Okay? V'cholcholos ha'levavos ha'sherlo ta'avarna al zulaso. And all of the duties of the heart, again, chovos alavavos, that really don't have an impact on anyone else. V'so'alason v'niskan miyuchados bo mibli shai b'nei adam. And ultimately, again, the benefit or the harm of these particular things is only affects me and no one else. So this is category number four. Spiritual activity that only impacts me, doesn't impact anyone else. Okay, so we'll say, so how does Bitachon, really incredible piece, how does Bitachon figure into this? So listen to this. Afne yosher habitachon makulam ala lokim yisbarach. So how does a person have Bitachon in this particular area in life? Mashni mevayar oso, o melokim esh ala horos osi ha'emes barachon. I suppose that's actually very beautiful. That's very beautiful. So the Chaver now says, I'm going to explain ultimately again how one has bitachon in this area. And ultimately, look at his introduction. He says, and I'll ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great mercy that he will help me find the truth in this particular area. I will tell you something very interesting. One of the things that you'll often find, and what's fascinating about this is you'll find this for whatever reason often in the Sephardic commentaries, more than Ashkenazi commentaries, where often before an explanation is offered, a person will say, you know, Be'ezras Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, the Ben Ish Chai, you find this all of the time, where before the Ben Ish Chai says anything, he'll always say, Be'ezras Hashem, right? Just interesting, a recognition that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I guess this makes sense. This is our topic, right? About Bitachon and the need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything in life. So even before you offer up an idea, right? You also have the ability to offer up an idea, the ability to offer up an insight, the ability to offer up some type of profundity only comes ultimately, again, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An incredible, incredible idea. In any event, so the point over here is, Melokim eshal lahoros osi ha'emes berachem. I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mercy to help show me the truth in this particular area. This is Reis. V'hu, ki ma'ase ha'avod v'ha'avera lo yitachnu la'adam ki imbekaveis shlosh adar. So this is incredible. By the way, also, one of the things that's interesting about Chovos Lavavos Shar Bitachon is, if you notice, every category has subcategories, right? It's almost like you lose count, right? Again, we started out with categories, and you get into the categories of the subcategories, the subcategories of the categories, and this. So it's interesting. So now we're in the fourth category of Bitachon. which is spiritual dynamic activity that only impacts me. He says, in order to understand where bitachon plays a role in this, he says, you have to understand that ultimately, again, so, kimase ha'avoda va'avera, la'itachnu la'adam kimbi kabit shlosha dvarim. In order to engage in a mitzvah or in an avera, one requires three things. Here we go. Three things. What are the three things? Ha'echad, ha'bechira b'libo maspuno. We'll say number one is a choice you make in your heart or in your mind. In other words, before I do anything in life, and this is mitzvah or avera, step one, you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. What's the choice? What's the choice? What do you want to do? In other words, what's it? This again, this is, he's not talking over here about making a choice between an avera and a mitzvah. He's talking about the concept of choice, right? In other words, before you do anything in life, whether it's something positive or something negative, the first thing that occurs is, I have to make a choice. What in other words, that, a choice that I want to act. Again, because I want to be clear, he's not making, one more time, he's not talking about making a choice between an avera and the mitzvah. He's talking about a choice to act. In other words, pre-actional cognition. Right? Before I do anything, there has to be a choice to act. That's number one. Number two, vasheni, hakavona vaskama vasas mashabakabo. Both is incredible. Step two is a willingness to execute on what I chose. In other words, so step one is making a choice. Step two is the decision ultimately to execute on that choice. And step three, vashlishi, sheishtada ligmar hamaisa be'ivara panira v'yotzeo el geder hamaisa. Step three, Abosai, is action. Step three is action. Step three, ultimately, again, is carrying through on the execution. So step one is a choice, right? I decide I want to do, I'd like to do a mitzvah, that's a choice. Or an avera, for that matter. It doesn't really matter. It matters, but for our purposes over here, for illustrative purposes, it doesn't matter, right? So I make a choice, I want to do a mitzvah, right? Step two, it's not just enough to have an abstract choice. I am now, I want to execute that choice. And step three is the actual physical execution of that choice. Now I do it. Sheishtad ligmar ha'maisa, beivarav hanirim v'yotzio al geder ha'maisa. I go ahead, the efforts that he makes with his visible limbs to complete the act and to bring them into the realm of action. Fine. Three steps necessary to bring about any dynamic life activity. Now, here's the shayla. Out of the three parts, out of the three steps, in order to bring about spiritual dynamic activity, do I control all of those parts? Or are some of those parts controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So watch this. The parts, literally is translated, the part that's not obscured or hidden from me, meaning the parts that do control, the Bechira Sa'avoda Va'avera. So we'll say, so step number one, I control the choice. I control the choice. V'ha'kavona v'askama l'maisa. So we'll say, what do I definitely control? I control steps one and two. I control the choices I make, right? That was step number one. And I control, ultimately, again, the mental decision to execute, right? So I control the choice. I control the willingness to execute. And I will say, his wording over here is very strong. Habitachon ala kimba zetav sasichlos. And thinking that Hashem controls these things is foolishness. You hear that? I control what I choose. I control what I choose. And I control the choice to execute. Right? I will say, by the way, I just want to point out it's that nuanced difference, because sometimes it's hard to see the difference between steps one and two. Step one is I choose to do a mitzvah. Shabbos say, there's a lot of things I choose to do, but choice is only step one. Then step two is I'm choosing to execute on that decision. Right? I'm going to do something ultimately again to bring that choice into reality. Those first two steps, says the Mechaber, God is not a part of them. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a part of them. In other words, that's me and me alone. And to think that somehow the Ribbono Shel Olam is involved in either one of those steps, he says it's foolishness. Ki habori yisparach hiniach b'rishusenu b'chiras avodasa v'hamuso kimo shekasuv u'bacharta b'chayim. I will say, because at the end of the day, the major thing that is left in our control is whether or not to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. I will say, b'chira, right? In other words, I will say, one of the things that many of us have been struggling since we began this beautiful sacred journey of Chavos HaLevavos is it sounds like God controls everything. So if God controls everything, wherein lies my bechira? Here it is. My bechira is manifest in what I choose, the choice I make, and a willingness to execute on that choice. That's where my bechira comes in. And to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who controls those things, that is false. This is the very thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left in my purview the ability to make choices for myself in life. Now I will say, so what part does HaKadosh Baruch Hu control? V'lo hiniach b'rishusenu hashlama samaisa ba'avodo ba'avera, ela b'sibos shehu chutz lanu. So here's what's interesting. The part that I don't control is step three. Right, so I will say, so step three is the willingness to physically execute, ultimately on steps one and two. V'liach birshusinu hashlamas hamaisa ba'avoda ba'aveira. What he did not leave in our control is executing the action to its completion, whether it be a mitzvah or an aveira. Ela v'sibos shem chutz lanu mizdamnos biktsasa itim v'nimnaos biktsasam. I will say, sometimes the actual physical execution, ultimately, again, of my choice, right, is dependent on external factors. There are things beyond. I will say, so this is an incredible idea. We know this from life. In other words, so I control step one, the choice that I make. I control step two, the willingness to execute that choice. Step three, which is actually physically carrying out. Now, I will say, do I control that step? Yeah. No. Remember, because at the end of the day, remember, step three is not just making the effort. That's the tolchat. Step three is the results, right? Is actualizing steps one and two. The actualization you don't control. Even I will say, just to point out something very interesting. Even the efforts, you often don't control the efforts. A person could want to go ahead and I'll give you something very simple. I'll say just the simplistic example of this. Right? I want to go ahead and I want to put up my sukkah. So I go ahead, I make step one, the choice. I choose to make a sukkah. Step two, I'm going to execute. I make the choice to execute. Sunday morning, 9 AM. I'm ready. Tool belt and all that I borrowed from my neighbor, right? And I'll say, and then what happens? It's pouring. Perfect example. I'm ready. Right? But I'm not doing it. Again, I'm not doing it. Right? At the end of the day, you don't control. That's very nice to get out of bed. Are you doing what you set out to do? Yes or no? No. That's the point. Right? That's the point. Again, I will say, here, yeah, of course I made the effort. Sure, very nice. I made the effort to propose, am I putting up a sukkah? The answer is no. Let's say, all he's trying to point out over here, again, let's say, I want to point out, remember, the Mechaber's goal in this is not to free us from responsibility. He's trying to help us understand the role of the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. What are the things I fully control, and what are the things I don't control? And by the way, of course, as we saw before, I will say, just to be very clear, even in an area where you have to have bitachon, it doesn't mean you're free from responsibility. It's just a question of understanding where I have control, where I don't. I will say, isn't one of the major things in life that often we struggle with is trying to exert control in life in all the wrong areas, right? In other words, that I try to control the things I don't control, I can't control, and I fail to exert proper control in the areas that I do control. So the beauty of this construct is now I'm finally given clarity about the areas in life that I absolutely control. So steps one and two, the choice. Step two, the willingness to execute that choice. That's mine and mine alone. Okay, when we get to step number three, the physical actualization of those results. All right, so now this is a bit more complicated. Again, look at this lashon again. Now the wording of it is very important. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not leave in our purview hashlama, the completion. Again, the effort, absolutely. The effort, absolutely. And the haschala, the beginning, absolutely. The hashlama, the actualization and completion of it, that's not within my purview. It's interesting. He says both by mitzvahs and averos. Ella besibos shem chutzlan. Often the completion actualization of some life initiative is often embedded in an external circumstances outside of me. Bizdamos piktasa itim finim nos piktasam. Sometimes these external factors are available, and sometimes they're not. That's mostly because the time will have to stop over here for today. But this is a dramatic stuff. Very, very heavy pieces. But at least I think what we're working towards, I will say, is a comprehensive theological construct about what bitachon means. Now, obviously, what we're also beginning to see is that bitachon means different things in different circles. Remember, again, this is category 4. So in the previous 3 categories, we've seen how bitachon manifests itself in each one. Now, again, in category number 4, this is stuff relating to me. I control step 1, the choice. I control step 2, the willingness to execute the choice. Step 3, which is the actual physical execution, I could control the effort, right? The haschala, but the hashlama, the completion, is often embedded in circumstances that I do not control. I know we're stopping a little bit early from today's allotment, but we'll continue on Sunday. Shkoyach.